Tampa Pride event draws scrutiny for inappropriate displays. Does this look kid-friendly to you? By Hannah Knudsen on March 27, 2024. Tampa Pride held a large event on March 23, and it is garnering scrutiny for the inappropriate displays at the event, which had children in attendance, including scantily clad men in drag, genitalia candy, and vendors selling paraphernalia with the words, "Make me come again." The event took place on March 23 and included a festival and parade. However, images and videos from the event show that it was anything but family-friendly. Gays Against Groomers shared a video of some of the things that took place during the festival. Scenes from yesterday's Pride in Tampa, Florida, the group wrote on March 24. Does this look kid-friendly to you? It might. If you're a groomer. Pride is not for kids, it exclaimed. Shame on any parent who brought their children there. The video shows a large individual exposing what appears to be fake breasts. A man walking down the street, presumably during the parade. Wearing a thong as he waves to the crowd, a vendor selling a fan reading, "Make Me Come Again," and another vendor selling adult life-size candy. With a variety of candy penises on display, advertising the OMG 7-inch penis lollipop as well as the lickety-split vagina lollipop on a large sign for all to see. The video also shows a small child holding the transgender flag. Further, Gays Against Groomers co-chapter leader Mercedes told Florida's Voice that there were dozens of children at the festival. Additionally, Tampa's Democrat Mayor Jane Castor proudly attended the event, bragging about it on social media. Notably, the Tampa Pride on the River was canceled in 2023. At the time, Tampa Pride President Kerry West said it was due to the series of anti-groomer bills passed by the Florida legislature and signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. West announced the festival had been canceled, apologizing for the series of events that led to that decision, as there would be drag queens performing at the public event, which children would be easily exposed to as last year's event occurred along the Riverwalk, as Breitbart News reported at the time. Related, watch, hundreds of drag queens, allies chant. Ron DeSantis has got to go in Florida capital. However, according to Axios, former board members said that is not true. They said the nonprofit didn't have enough manpower to put on the event after many of them were ousted or resigned, the outlet reported.